Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area because it works. You can visit EMP180.com and get empowered. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop. I did see during the break our guy Kevin McCarthy, who does movie reviews on the show. He loved the Game of Thrones finale.
Oh,
there's
one of
you
few
were asking,
that
like,
liked
who are the
it.
Guys that actually watched Game of Thrones and liked it? Most people complaining about the Game of Thrones finale, but Kevin apparently liked it a lot.
He doesn't hate much.
He was in London. I saw he watched it live in London, like at some ridiculous hour.
It's got to be really bad.
Probably 2 or 3 a.m.
for Kevin to hate it.
He was at a bar with 140 strangers watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah, well, that's what he likes to do.
He tweeted something about the new Rocket Man movie, which I'm very intrigued.
Oh, Elton John
movie?
Yes. But I got to tell you, I wasn't being smarmy. I mean, I think he liked it. I'm gonna read to you what he tweeted though, because I for the life of me, I couldn't figure out it. Like, is it a good movie or not? Or you're just this is what he said.
I think I saw it. It's a very nerdy.
Yeah, it was so nerdy. Saw Rocket Man last night. This was his review, or you know, in this 2 seconds on
By
Twitter.
By the way, usually then you would go loved it, liked
right.
it.
He didn't say that.
Not
he
so
said,
good.
Dexter Fletcher delivers immersive musical sequences through incredible long continuous tracking shots, creating a unique level of fantasy reality as Taron Egerton transforms into Elton John. Gorgeous cinematography. Egerton and Jamie Bell are fantastic. Okay, there's some good things you're saying there. Is the movie any good?
I think it's mostly
positive.
Do you
like the movie?
He's afraid to give his official rating.
Maybe he's not allowed to yet.
Because you're not supposed to until the movie comes out.
So I get two of the actors were good.
So he's being very gray.
The cinematography was good. Is the movie good? I just want to know, is the movie good?
We'll find out on Friday.
You could say it's gorgeous cinematography, those two actors are great, but the movie sucks.
True.
Right.
I just want to know, is the movie any good?
He's building up drama for Friday when he does his official movie review.
I'm going to guess he did like it. And liked a lot.
Now, my understanding is it's not like a biopic like the Queen movie. Mm-hmm. It's more of a musical, and you kind of see his life through that. So that's a different twist, but maybe it's still awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to Chicago in a couple weeks and Indianapolis, and we're doing the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a free evening, and my wife asked if we wanted to see Hamilton in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I initially said, well, no, I don't want to spend... My whole family's going to be there, right? It's going to be 5 of us. Oh. I don't want to spend 5 G's to go see this dumb
That's
thing.
That's going to be expensive.
I could care less. And then she said, no, in Chicago, for whatever reason, maybe it's the Nubs version of it. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're not getting Juan Lin Miranda.
I have no idea. She said, you can get balcony seats for like $100 a seat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that seems reasonable, right? So now all of a sudden I'm like, do I have to go? Should I go see this Hamilton, which is a phenomenon? This was the Game of Thrones of 5 years ago. Should I go see this dumb thing for $100 a seat?
My brother took his wife. I haven't seen it. And he really was hesitant because I think he went on Broadway.
Right.
And it was like an anniversary deal. And he just was, you know, talking about the price. So
I know
probably spent for his ticket and his wife's ticket as much, if not more, than you're going to spend on
for
five.
Well, what I've heard in the past is like $1,000 a seat.
And by the way,
you know, something like that.
Somebody's probably going to tweet and say it is Juan Lin Miranda in Chicago. I have no idea. I'm just
assuming. Well, I assume it's some Nubs version.
Right, I'm assuming
it's in Chicago. I mean, Chicago's a major city, but.
Right. I'm assuming he's not still doing it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
He doesn't still do it?
Well, he created it. He wrote it, but I'm sure he maybe has other people
is
do
that
it.
The brother?
Right
so there's is that like the brother that got all the publicity?
He's not a brother. He's Puerto Rican.
Oh,
yeah, he's not black.
I don't know. Yeah, I thought there was a brother that got a lot of hype for that.
Usually
no idea.
Once they start touring, it's not the same group that's on Broadway.
Yeah, I would assume that's true. But, you know, it doesn't mean people stop seeing, like, I don't know, Annie or something.
You're
going to find the original cast.
You're going to find this shocking. I have no interest in Hamilton.
It would not be the first thing I would do, but my wife, she doesn't want, because I'm going to be at the golf course during the day for, like, three of the days, and she wants to do something.
She wants to do something at night.
Yeah. So, she's asked.
You got to throw her a bone.
Yeah, so For $1,000 a ticket, I'm not doing
it. You like singing. This is singing / rapping right. throughout. Who cares about the story of Alexander Hamilton? I guess you'll learn something.
And I actually did a book report on Alexander right. Hamilton.
He's the one that did the duel.
The duel with Aaron Burr.
Right.
I feel like I'm already an expert on it.
Right. He might learn a couple things. I think it would probably be very good.
I mean, if you can get in there for $100 a seat, all right, it's obviously not as bad.
Right. I'm thinking for $100 a seat, maybe it's worth it.
It's an experience.
I guess. Does Chicago have a silly theater scene?
It's probably going to be long. It's probably like
is it long?
Two or three intermissions. I wouldn't. I just wouldn't.
But
have
isn't that like the one play everyone raved
it's
about
one of
like
the most
5 years ago?
Yes. Plays of yeah. all time.
Yes.
Although I'm sure there are people that are like the Game of Thronesers that are bitter about Hamilton.
I suppose. Anyway, I don't know how that came up, but I guess I may do that.
There'll be some people on the Vibe Machine texting in, and they'll
give you the rating.
I'll
reviews.
I'll give you their rating.
I thought it was pretty much universally
lauded.
Yes.
Also known as the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. You can hit us up at 800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges apply. Let's open up the Junkie Sports page.
All right.
Which is brought to you by Amtrak. Experience the magic before you get to the parks. Travel nonstop from D.C. to Orlando on Amtrak's Auto Train. Sit back, stretch out, and take your family and your car along for the ride without ever sitting in traffic. Get carried away when you book at Amtrak.com.
Front and center PGA Championship. Bethpage Black up in Long Island. Brooks Koepka. Struggled in round four. He actually, you know, he had a 7-stroke lead coming in. Started to crack early. Had a bogey on one. He was playing with Harold Varner. Varner birdied one, so he had cut the lead from 7-5. And then obviously on the back nine, he had 5 bogeys in a 7-hole stretch. But the only guy who really had a shot was DJ. And the lead was just too big. There was some drama there on the back because DJ had cut the lead to 1. But then DJ had back-to-back bogeys. Anyway, so Brooks Koepka holds on, wins his 4th major, back-to-back PGA champs. He's the 5th player in history to have 4 majors before the age of 30. He's 29 years old. He wins $1.98 million and 600 FedEx Cup points. He's now the number 1 player in the world. It was an unbelievable run for him. He had 19 birdies, which led the field. He had no double bogeys, which was incredible, considering everyone was doubling holes. And yeah, he was obviously the best player in the field, and he actually showed some emotion after the winning putt on 18 yesterday.
How did the big boys do? So Tiger didn't make the cut. How did Phil Mickelson fare? Did he make the cut?
Oh, yeah. He made the cut, but he struggled yesterday.
He had a tough Saturday, too.
Yeah.
How did McIlroy do?
Rory ended up playing pretty well on the weekend. He actually was 7 over par on Friday, but then he made a birdie on 18 to make the cut. Just he was right on the cut line
and
played pretty
Spieth
well. He finished 8th.
Spieth was in 2nd at one point. Did he end up doing okay?
Yeah, T3.
Yep. No, that's not bad.
Yeah, so Koepka wins, DJ 2, Spieth, Cantlay, Wallace all finished tied for 3rd, and then guys like Gary Woodland, Kuchar, Rory all finished in the top 10. Adam Scott was top 10.
I did see during this run, they showed a stat. I didn't watch, but probably 10 minutes of the PGA Championship, but when I actually tuned in, they showed a stat of the spread, basically, between Brooks Koepka and the next best player in the majors during this run.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like a 25-stroke advantage.
Well, he's a great player.
He's dominating. I mean, he's dominating the last
because he finished
2nd
in the Masters, right?
Yes.
I can't remember all the
yes,
finishes.
Yes, he finished 2nd. Yep.
I can't remember anything anymore.
He was 1 back of
Tiger. He's just in the mix all the time.
Right.
And it's not going to change until hopefully he hits a little speed bump.
Valdez, did the New Yorkers get on your nerves?
I was just about to say, did anyone else find the crowds to be awful?
Everyone wants to be funny. Everyone wants to throw out a zinger. They all want to be loud.
Well, they're all also overserved.
Well, not just screaming out, but like let's say you hit it OB or you have a wayward drive.
Right.
It seemed like you couldn't control the crowd from getting around the ball.
Yeah,
like, you couldn't move anyone.
It's super annoying.
Like
how
they just stood there, and you know when Brooks was asking people, you know, hey, can you move to the side so I can get a line to the hole? Like they wouldn't even move.
Yeah,
it was
just
weird.
They were just annoying. One guy screamed out, "I'm bored." when Brooks had I'm guessing the lead was 5 or 6.
Right.
I mean, they're just borderline annoying.
Yeah, but
were they chanting DJ as well?
Yeah, when DJ was making his run. Yep.
They were chanting DJ at Brooks, though.
At Brooks.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's kind of rude.
Borderline disrespectful.
Yeah, certainly at times.
But, I mean, you expect anything less from the New York crowd. You probably shouldn't.
Not when you're serving alcohol.
So is the next one the British Open?
No.
US Open will be Father's Day weekend.
Koepka will have a great shot at that one, too.
And that'll be at Pebble.
As long as he's hitting bombs like that and he's hitting 9 irons and everybody else is hitting 6 irons, I mean, that's what Tiger did. That's why Tiger dominated, because he was hitting it longer and he was hitting shorter irons into all the greens.
Brooks had just bogeyed 4 consecutive holes. He bogeyed 11, 12, 13, 14. He got on 15. And, you know, he was cracking. I guess the lead was 1. And he hit a drive on 15. He had to hit that thing 350 yards. Valdez, he smoked that thing. You know, he was leaking some oil.
He had a big one on 16, too, I think.
He just pummeled the ball.
Yeah.
And
it shows.
And he hung on.
It shows, like, it's rare that you can just dominate the way Tiger has. Rory's done it at a tournament or two before, where you win by 8, 10, 12 shots or whatever, and you never crack. You know
what I mean?
It's hard. It's hard.
It's really hard.
That pressure gets you. It got to Norman. It got to Vandeveld. It's gotten to a lot of guys.
Gets to Hall of Famers.
And it got to even Brooks a little bit, who I would have liked to have seen him humbled there. But, you know, props to him. He had built up such
an epic collapse if he lost
it. It would have been right up there with some of the greatest.
All right, because he started the day with the 7-shot lead.
Yep.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they go to a 3-hole playoff, DJ comes back, ties him, they go to a 3-hole playoff, and he loses? Man,
that would have thrilled me.
I know. You would have loved
that
it.
That would have thrilled me.
Although, do you actually root for DJ more than Koepka? Because DJ's a big dud, too.
DJ's
zero
boring,
personality.
Big dud, too. But I mean, he's like, quiet. He's not as arrogant as Brooks, to me.
I bet you he is, though. Maybe
but
not
he's not outwardly.
Outwardly.
When you interview DJ, he says all the right things.
Yeah, true.
Very respectful.
But I guarantee he's a cocky SOB.
How is Brooks arrogant?
Just some of the statements. I don't know.
I just saw a quote, that went viral from 4 years ago, where he was talking to his assistant coach.
You
who
saw
recruited
the quote,
him
right?
In golf, where he said, I'm longer than Tiger. I'm straighter than Tiger. I putt better than Tiger.
My short game's better than Tiger.
I'll never lose to Tiger.
How could he ever beat me?
Well, he lost to Tiger this year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when he's on, Tiger. I will say this in his defense. When he's on his A game,
oh, right now,
nobody's going to beat him.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, nobody's going to beat him when he's on his A game. Yeah.
Did you notice DJ's pants were like extra tight during the final round?
No.
I noticed it.
I watched
a lot.
The guy Van Roon or whatever that guy's name was. The guy from South Africa or whatever? That guy was wearing some
joggers.
Tight pants.
And he had a terrible shirt. He had a Grayson shirt on, which I love Grayson, but I hated
you could see his ankles and everything.
Paisley.
He was wearing ankle socks that obviously weren't covering the skin. I don't know.
By the way, the Nike hats.
I don't like them.
Oh, they were god-awful.
Don't like them.
You couldn't pay me to wear that hat.
Yep. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We'll come back with more Sports Page, what Golden State is doing in the Western Conference Finals, the Nats struggles, and more here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, if you're a listener to the show, it's a great time to listen because we've got giveaways every day. We've got the Cash Flash going on. So that is a nationwide contest, but you have a chance to win $1,000 every hour on this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And then every show we give away Nats tickets. 7:45 will give you a chance to win some Nats tickets. So a lot of ways to win great prizes right here on the Junkies.
We were talking about the PGA, and I guess there was a video that went viral on Saturday. Valdez, I'm sure you saw it, where Koepka was walking off the course with his girlfriend. His girlfriend's she's a 15.
Jenna Sims.
I mean, she's just gorgeous. But they're walking off the course, and I don't know if they're holding hands, but
holding hands.
They're pretty close to each other, and then she kind of leans in, wants a kiss, and he didn't give her one.
He just was a robot, just kept walking forward.
And then she got bitter. Did you see that?
She pulls off the side. She folds her arms. She looks sour.
She puts her arm around him like kind of twice to want to give him a kiss.
Right.
But I think he's conscious also of the cameras there. It's tough, man. Some guys don't like that public display of affection.
Right. And she knows the cameras are on, obviously.
She's planning
her mark.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Thing. Now, he's a weird cat.
Now, he gave her a big kiss yesterday.
Yeah.
So, I think he was just...
He doesn't like to do it.
He wasn't in that frame of mind.
He
just wasn't in that frame of mind.
It was, but this was before he was going to tee off, I believe.
Was that before?
Or yeah,
was that...
it was yesterday morning.
Yeah, I mean, he was really locked in thinking about playing golf. She's going in there trying to get kisses.
Yeah,
he's like, come on.
It's a good luck smooch.
Okay, this is history on the line.
She's a good luck smooch. She's clueless.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he had the four bogeys in a row. He's got to
leave him alone.
Realize that she might be salty dog.
She was making it all about her a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just being needy.
Listen, I'm no Brooks Koepka fan, but I don't blame him there.
I don't blame him either.
She was making it all about him.
He's walking with her. He can't be that focused. If she's just going in for a kiss to say good luck.
I know, it's fine. It was fine, but he is trying to get locked in here. This is history on the line. He didn't have necessarily time for all that kissy-kissy stuff.
He probably didn't even want her there.
She was trying to give him a kiss while they're walking. And it's a big deal.
They could have done it behind the scenes without the cameras there. I think she was making it all about her.
Yeah. I defend
him. I don't blame him. And I don't even really like him.
Anyway, so we covered the PGA in depth. So I watched a little bit of the NBA playoffs over the weekend. Drabby's still bitter because his team's going to get swept. They're down 3-0. But last night, Toronto at home in game 3 against the Bucks Eastern Conference Finals. They win by 6 in OT.
Had to win. Pascal Siakam almost did a Nick Anderson. Missed. They're
he
up
missed
by
the two free throws.
Missed two free throws.
Yeah.
Game ends up going to overtime, and ultimately... Well, the Raptors won. They had to. Must win.
And Leonard,
down
Leonard took over in overtime. He had 8 of the 22 in overtime for the Raptors. He had 36 for the game. Giannis was not good offensively. He had 23 boards, but he was only 5 for 16.
Take a look at the turnovers.
Turnovers, had 8 of them. Yep.
8 turnovers, so it wasn't a great game for them.
They had 20.
But that also
team.
Tells me, like, Milwaukee's in great shape here because you can have Giannis have that type of game and you almost won it.
Correct. Yeah, it's going to be Milwaukee and Golden State, and I guess that's what you want to see. You want to see the top seeds advance.
And Golden State up 3-0 on Portland. Steph Curry is averaging 36.3 points per game against Portland on 48% shooting. He's hit 19 threes in 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
They really miss Kevin Durant.
Well, I mean, they're just so loaded that they can absorb the loss.
Well, how about Draymond? Draymond in game 3 was unbelievable.
Yeah, he had tripped up. 20 points, 13 rebounds, 12 assists.
Drabby, no reason to watch tonight. It's over.
No. Portland's gas, but to be up 18 2 games in a row and to lose both those games.
Yeah.
And Golden State can play like crap for, honestly, 40 minutes out of a game.
Right.
And then they have a crazy stretch.
Like a 3-minute run, they cut a lead down from 15 to 2.
Yeah, but that's not unusual in
like
the
that.
League, though.
No. This is
they're the best.
They might be the best at it, but I've seen it happen. I watch Wizards games. Every game was like that.
This is every time. Yeah. Every time
they
don't
might
flinch.
Be the best at it.
They don't flinch.
They're
but
really
leads
good.
Aren't what they used to be.
Of course. But they're so solid. There's no panic in any of those guys. It's incredibly frustrating.
Yeah.
Well, they pass so well, and then when the pass gets to the open guy, the open guy knocks it down.
Well, they're just ready to shoot. They're always ready to jack it.
And then when you play them tough defensively, they can knock down shots. I mean, they just look, it's a shot-making league, and they got the best shot makers.
And Lillard obviously has not been the Lillard that you saw in the regular season or even in the series before.
Apparently he's playing with either bruised ribs
or
cracked ribs.
And that explains some of it.
But they also load up on him. They're daring the forwards to beat him.
But he shot in the OKC series, he was really good. He shot 45%. In the Denver series, he had a couple nice games, but he shot 39% and only shot 27% from threes. In this series, he's shooting 32% in the 3 games. So he hasn't been what they expected. Now maybe the injuries have something to do with it, but
I think the injury came late in game 2, so he is already sucking before that.
Yeah,
the Warriors just
because I didn't hear anything about an injury in the Denver series.
No, the Warriors just play incredible defense on him.
Yeah, they're just better. So game 4 is tonight, probably tips around 9:15.
Says 9 p.m., but yeah. Maybe 9:15.
So
if Golden State wins this, it would be 3 in a row? And then they had the one before they had Kevin Durant. Right, because they won one.
Well, you're skipping ahead. What? You're skipping ahead.
I understand that, but I'm just trying to think. So they won one, then they
so this
lost.
This will be 4 out of 5 years.
Then they lost. So it'll be 4 out of 5, and then, I don't know. I don't know if it devalues what Kevin Durant achieved. He did win NBA Finals, but they appear to not miss a beat without him.
It's very,
at least right now.
It's
just
very
shows you how good the team is.
Yeah.
Now, and, I think Milwaukee will be a test.
And some are arguing that they're better without him. I don't know. I mean, Draymond definitely steps up more. All of a sudden is averaging, you know, every game without Kevin Durant, he's gone over 30. And every game in this series has gone over 35.
They didn't win 73 with him.
Well,
and right? KD.
Correct.
And Milwaukee is a better defensive team than any team that they've faced. I mean, they were one of the best defensive teams in the league. So that could be a challenge. I'm interested in watching it.
I think it'd be a great series.
Now I won't be able to watch
when the games are on.
Yeah, they'll be out there. It'll be 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But might be able to see a couple. Now would they start that? They'll start that this weekend.
If it ends tonight,
assuming those series are over,
I would think.
Yeah, but Toronto and Milwaukee may last a little while.
Yeah, maybe we'll see. All right, so we talked about the Nats. They lose another series. They lose to the Cubs. 2 out of 3. Lose last night. It was the ESPN game, and the final score was 6-5. Now, I went to sleep when it was 4-0 Cubbies. Hellickson got in trouble again. It only lasted 3 innings, and that's been the problem for this team. Max hasn't been great either, but there's only really 2 reliable starters right now, Corbin, who will go tonight against the Mets, and then Strassi. But 4th and 5th starters just have not been very good.
They were hoping Sanchez would pitch like he did last year.
And the bullpen's the worst in the bigs. So, if Hellickson can only last 3 innings, then you're going to the bullpen in the 4th, and you don't want to do that.
It's spectacularly bad.
Yeah, it's been really bad.
Last I checked, they were above 6 bullpen ERA.
6.77, I think.
I mean, that's just amazing.
Yeah. So they'll play the Mets. And by the way, the Mets have lost 5 straight. They're 20-25. Mickey Callaway, their manager, they're going to make a move on him soon. They just got swept by the Marlins. Marlins, the worst team in the National League.
I saw he was catching some heat because he apparently didn't get in on Cano for not running to first base.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, that happens. Guys don't always run to first base. Manager's supposed to grill the star every time?
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did at some point. Does he have to do it right there in front of everybody?
I don't know why everyone thought that Cano was a great acquisition when they traded for him. I don't know if I said it publicly on the air, but I just, Cano's obviously not the player he was 3-4 years ago, and he's still got a ton of money coming to him. Yeah, he slowed down, although he's hit the Nats pretty well this year, but he slowed down.
Was he a juicer? I have no idea. Was he ever PEDs?
Travis, did you ever hear that with Cano?
He got suspended last year.
For how many games?
80, I think.
Yeah. Oh, it was 80.
Okay. I always doubt the juicers.
Well, it's just, he's just not the player he once was.
Yeah.
And he's got a ton of money coming to him.
He's 36 years old. Yeah.
So the Mets and Nats will start again tonight. Like I said, Corbin goes. They're 8 games back.
Philly's
won 3 straight. And by the way, Harper's starting to heat up a little bit now. He hit 2 bombs over the weekend.
He's streaky. I mean, he's going to heat up, and then he's going to get cold again.
He's up to 235.
That's what he does.
Yeah, so we will see. By the way, we talked about Bellinger and Yelich last week. They didn't stop over the weekend. Yesterday, they both hit homers. Bellinger's hitting .405. And we're at Memorial Day week. And Yelich has 19 homers. I mean, they're just killing the ball. So they're obviously going to fight it out for the NL MVP. Dodgers have a 5.5 game lead over the D-backs. There are 3 divisions that pretty much you can just call right now. Dodgers are going to win the West. The Astros are probably going to win by 20 games in the AL West. And the Twins have a 4.5 game lead right now in the Central. They're probably going to win that pretty easily unless the Indians acquire some bats. But there's 3 divisions that you can call right now.
But with the Nationals, man, it is so disappointing because we just assumed that they would be a contender this year.
Super
that it would be tough.
Yeah.
But to be the 2nd worst team in the National League, and yes, they've had all these injuries, but it does appear that the bullpen is just a fatal flaw and that they thought some of these guys are going to be better. They're just not performing. And they've moved guys around. They've made some little periphery moves. It just hasn't worked out. And then these 2 guys, Hellickson and Sanchez, have been a complete dud. So it's all on those 3 starters. And then also, Dozier has underperformed, and Soto, like, you look at Soto's batting average, it's down to like 240 now.
It's 246. Robles is 247.
That's actually higher than it was when it came off the injury list.
I mean, they're doing fine. They're just not doing anything extraordinary. They have their moments. And I think eventually it'll pick up. But, I mean, overall, you nailed it. The bullpen's been a fatal flaw. They're only getting, you know, three great starters, although they're not supporting Scherzer. And a lot of the guys that they were banking on, like Dozier, they aren't necessarily doing it. Howie Kendrick's been a revelation. He's been awesome. But then you throw in the injury factor, all the games that Trey Turner missed, and it is what it is.
I would say that, and I don't know this for a fact, I'm just kind of guessing here, but logic says that if you're 8 games under 500 entering Memorial Day weekend, the chances of you making the playoffs are probably about 3%.
I don't know if it's that low, but it's doesn't
like
seem
I said,
good.
I'm guessing. I guarantee it's not 20%. It's probably. I guarantee it's 10% or less.
Because usually most of those teams suck.
They're bad,
right? The Marlins or the Orioles. You know, you don't turn it around.
All right, so you got OTAs with the Skins starting today.
Amazing.
Obviously, the biggest story is Haskins and battling out against a couple vets.
Will they get an equal amount of reps?
I think now they will, but once training camp comes around, he's going to have to lean towards one guy, you know, because you need to really prepare for the season. So I don't know if you can afford to do that. But I think now they will.
And Colt is not participating.
Correct.
Colt apparently may be there.
He should be there.
He's not going to participate. So it's two guys. Yeah, I would say you split the reps now.
Split the reps now.
If Haskins makes all the throws and looks as good as Case Keenum, I'm sorry. Even if it's a slight edge to Case, to me that would mean slight edge to Haskins to start Week One if he's not that far behind.
It's going to be interesting.
I just want him to be prepared. As long as he's prepared mentally, and you know, I'm sure he can make all the throws. But as long as he's prepared mentally, can handle it, then fine.
Real quick, I guess another picture that went viral over the weekend was the photo of, were these all the first round draft picks?
I think they had their rookie symposium, maybe.
Yeah, okay. So yeah. Kyler Murray's in the front row and he's standing next to Hollywood Brown, who was drafted by the Ravens. Hollywood Brown is listed at 5'9".
Right.
And we kind of all goofed on the rumors that Kyler Murray was not as tall as what he was reported at the combine, but whatever. There was a legit measurement and he was measured at about 5'10". But he's clearly shorter. In the photo, he's shorter than Brown. Now, it could be an angle thing because the photographer's kind of higher up.
Sure doesn't look like an angle thing to me.
But he's...
Do we see their shoes there, though? Because
he's
maybe,
clearly shorter
maybe
than Brown.
Maybe Hollywood Brown is on his toes.
Right, and maybe...
Sometimes guys do that.
Maybe Hollywood Brown's wearing, you know, some thicker shoes, and Kyler Murray has flip-flops on. I don't know.
It's possible. My guess is Kyler Murray is actually shorter
he's
than what he
5'8".
Was... He looks like just his build. It looks like he's about 5'8".
I mean, he looks tiny in the photo.
Yeah. But the 5'10 thing was always kind of a head scratcher. I don't know why an inch or two made so much difference to people, but I'm guessing that he did something to fudge his height, and that's why they didn't re-measure him. Why wouldn't you re-measure him at his own pro day just to end the doubt? Because he probably had clay or something underneath his heel.
Because they would probably find out he's 5'8 and three quarters.
I'm telling you.
How did he do that? In the most anticipated height measurement of all time.
He pulled an okey-doke. I'm telling you, he had clay under his heels.
I know. I agree with you. He's clearly not 5'10".
Well, I mean, look.
Too much smoke. All these different photos. He had a photo with Melissa Stark. They're like the same height.
Yeah.
And she's 5'5".
Now, they're not standing next to each other, but Andy Isabella, who was drafted by the Cards, was listed at 5'9", and they are about the same height.
Yeah.
Now, he's five guys away from him.
I'm going to say he's between 5'8 and 5'9", and somehow he got hooked with an inch and a half. But clay on his socks, he probably stretched out, probably went into some one of these machines. They say you could kind of like get space there in your spine or something if you do certain things.
You wait until he plays his first game. You know, it'll be in the preseason.
He's going to look like the smallest guy you've ever seen.
He's going to look so small because he looks small in the Big 12. All right. And the guys in the NFL are obviously much bigger than guys he was going to play against in conference play in the Big 12. He's going to look tiny. He's going to look like a fifth grader.
Right. I still think he'll perform. Now, I mean, the team may be dreadful, but I still think he'll be a highlight reel. But he's going to look like the smallest guy on the field.
Fellas, you can donate your car today to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donating, it's easy, hassle-free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit donatepurpleheart.org. That's donatepurpleheart.org.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, boys. You know, I don't have a pet. We don't have a dog. We don't have a cat or anything like this. But I'm curious. A lot of you guys do. This is a pet story here. This is a human story, though. And I wonder where you guys would weigh in on this. Would this bother you? You got to imagine this kind of thing happens all the time. The story came out a couple days ago about this woman who was pet sitting for 4 days. I think it was out in California. Casey Brangle. She's 26. She was a pet sitter on the app Wag. Have you guys ever heard of this? So if you go away on vacation or something, you need somebody to watch the pets.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a popular app that people use?
Very popular. Not just for vacation, but daily walks while you're at work, all that.
Right.
It's like Uber.
So apparently this family was away, or this woman was away for 4 days, and the pet sitter, unwittingly was photographed and filmed by their nanny cam or their pet cam. And you see her walking around the house, butt naked, sitting on the brand new couch, butt naked. The boyfriend comes over multiple times to the point where they actually have him hitting skins in the bedroom. Now, the woman's obviously upset. She's been suspended from the pet, the pet sitter app. The story's gone viral. If you're the homeowner there, don't you kind of have to assume that something like that could happen? That if you have a pet sitter there who has access to your home and, a younger person, that they might have the boyfriend over, they might be hitting skins while you're not there? Would that irritate you?
Definitely.
It's not like you're watching your kids.
Would
it's
you
a
want
friggin'
someone
dog.
Banging in your house?
Not definitely, really, definitely. But you got to assume if you have a young person there.
Did they wash the sheets after?
It looks like they have some sort of sheet or something over the couch, but she's running around butt naked.
I don't care if she's running around naked. That doesn't affect my life.
She's sitting on the couch butt naked.
Okay, like I said, did you wash the sheets afterwards?
Well, I mean, it looks like there's a blanket or something on the couch.
Okay. My blanket? Is it my, you know what I'm saying? Did
it's
they
bring their the blanket.
I'd be a little salty that they had
she
sex
basically lived in it
on my couch,
like it was
on
her
my
house.
Bed, whatever.
And this is someone that the homeowners don't know her.
No, just got her from the app.
Yeah.
I'd be
I would have a big problem with it.
I would be a little bit put off by it, but I don't know if I would have a massive problem. I would be put off by it
that's
for sure.
If they didn't steal
anything, they didn't do anything. They had sex. Just don't do it like on my sheets, and then I go in there like they're clean sheets and it's dirty. But they didn't steal anything.
A stranger doing that in your house, walking around.
I don't care where
naked.
It was.
What difference does it make? You're not there. You're unaware.
I don't want some stranger having sex in my house. I don't care if it's on a bed or on the couch, on the floor, in the bathroom.
I know you don't want
it. I'm assuming you've done it a million times in a hotel where strangers have been in the same exact room the night before.
It's gross when you think about it. I get grossed out when I'm in a hotel.
But as long as they change the sheets.
The hotel room isn't your personal space.
It's true. It's true.
But
it's true.
I would have a big problem with it.
Sometimes I always assume, like, if you have babysitters, like, God only knows what's going on you're away.
That's certainly
like
has happened.
Watching a little tiny baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As I mean,
the
I know
boyfriend
my ba-
comes over. Absolutely.
Yeah, boyfriend comes
I'm sure
over.
It happens all, but you would have a problem with that.
I guess I would. Yes, because they're not watching your kid if something.
Yeah, but let's say it's a baby and the baby's asleep.
Yeah, then.
What are you going to do? Boyfriend comes over, probably hitting the skins. It's probably so common. Now, I think it's crazy to do in today's era where everybody has cameras and you're so going to get busted. Like, you're 100% going to get busted, just like this girl did.
Hmm. She busty.
Think about how often it happens.
By the way, she is busty anyway.
Big girl.
That's a big girl.
The big girl. She got big, ugly tattoos, too.
That's the problem with, like, these crowdsourcing services. You just don't know.
You don't know who you're bringing into your home.
I would pay more. If I was going out of town, I would pay more to have like a local sitter, someone who does this every day, that you know who it is, coming over to your house.
Isn't Adam doing this nowadays? Aren't you walking
pets?
No, he did.
Didn't he try it one time? Didn't like it?
No, I'm still doing it. I'm using Rover. It's a different app, but basically my
And what is Rover? You just go take them for walks?
Yeah, and they sleep over, dog sitting.
So you have dogs at your house, at your crib?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
I think this actually might be a lying liar thing, because I don't think he does not work for Rover.
Oh, he does?
He got denied by Rover.
No, I got denied by WAG. I mean, I have the Rover app right here. You can check my account.
You're always trying
to
catch
him in line. When we catch him in lies, it's one thing, but when he doesn't lie and tells the truth, I think we owe him an apology. Is it true that he does not work for WAG?
Drabby's looking at the phone right now, trying to verify. Drab does not believe him.
I don't see anything. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm looking at here.
All right. If he works for Rover, you accused him of lying.
Either way, that's different because you're bringing it into your house.
Who would puff up their resume saying, yeah, I'm a dog dogs. Walker.
Like, I was just, who would lie about that?
Aaron Hawkins told me he got denied by Rover and WAG.
No,
so that's the only reason I know.
100%. I got denied by the original Rover application because I put fake pictures in of me watching dogs as a bit.
All right.
And then I resubmitted my application, and I got accepted, and I've been working there for like a month.
All right, so you're both right.
How many dogs have you walked and watched?
Three dogs. I had two at a time, and then another time I had one dog.
And then did it go fine?
Yeah.
How much money are you making?
Yeah, how much do you make off that?
So the first time I made $180, and the app takes like $50, so I made $130, and the second time I made like $75.
See, I tried to defend you, but you still kind of lied about that.
Right. So Drabby was right. There was a reason why Drabby was suspicious.
Yeah. Well, he's not a straight shooter,
well,
ever.
I mean, I thought it was...
Why would you put in fake pictures of
a
dog sitting at?
A dog sitting in the front seat with a seatbelt on because I thought it was a good bit.
He went to Google and pulled images
off. The most popular images. Yeah. They probably get those all the time.
Yeah, submitted them as his own.
800 people submitted the same image, stupid.
I had one dog who was in the fridge sitting. I thought it was a funny bit. But,
by the way, did you do a podcast with Lisa Ann?
I did. Yeah, you can check it out on the Overtime podcast feed.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
Would you be upset, Drabby, if someone came over to your house to watch your dog and they were hitting
skins?
You would.
Well, I'm a former dog walker myself, so I know this is like 10 years ago.
The protocol.
Well, when you're working, you're working. You're not on your own personal time to do whatever
you want.
Yeah, but
it sounded like
she was... Doesn't
matter
what you're doing.
So, at this app, WAG, it sounded like she was staying at the house like it was like an Airbnb or something for her. Is that how it's supposed to be, or it's not really supposed to be that
way? Why would you give your key to a stranger? You just steal it.
No, they can. I'm pretty sure they can stay at your house.
It's part of the deal.
Yeah.
Looks like that's part of the deal.
Well, often they'll come over for like one interview. I don't. The whole thing's weird to me, but...
Yeah.
I still don't want some fat, heifer laying around naked on my couch.
What if she's money?
What if she's hot?
Different story. All right, but that particular girl, yeah, I would have a problem with her having sex with her meth head boyfriend.
Right.
Eric, would you
feel like if nothing's stolen and my dog is taken care of,
you just have to kind of shake your head.
I mean, what's the harm?
Well, I mean, it is
your personal space.
Yeah. But when you open up your home to somebody and you're going to be out of town, you got to assume that nonsense could occur.
All right, so let's say, flip it.
Assume
you have a guest room.
Yeah.
Let's say you have friends from out of town and they don't stay in a hotel. They stay at your place for 4 nights.
All right.
Are they allowed to hit skins? Is that going to bother you?
Sure, but they're friends.
It's different.
They're not total strangers. Of course it's different.
Isn't it? Didn't we do the story? Didn't we goof on JP when we were all at Cooley's house and JP hit skins in Cooley's guest bedroom? Didn't that happen?
Yeah.
I think we broke his
what's wrong with that? It's a guest bedroom.
Hey, would you keep the video, Eric?
I doubt it. She's freaking gross. Maybe it was hot.
She's just, yeah, of course she is.
But I think it's just crazy for people to do that kind of thing, knowing that everybody has cameras today. Everybody's got like some sort of nanny cam. They're butt-sized to bust you. But
was
anyway,
she, was this
was
woman interviewed?
Before? I don't know.
Was she interviewed after?
And like, what was her excuse? I think she said she claims that she didn't have sex in the bedrooms, even though they have her photographed and videoed like butt naked making out with a guy and then walking into the bedrooms.
Well, maybe she had sex on the couch and then went to the bathroom in the bedroom to clean up.
Well, I think she's claiming she didn't have sex in the house.
I mean, Jason's saying this stuff.
I don't believe that.
I don't buy it. She's walking around butt naked with the boyfriend there.
He walks into friends' homes when they're out of town and uses their bathroom.
What's
and goes
more
number
offensive?
Two.
A little different. That's
Jason
what a bathroom
dropping
for.
A deuce, like house sitting, and then taking a shower and using their towels.
Right.
I wasn't house sitting.
Or you just knew they were out of town.
That was an emergency
situation. You just knew they were out of town.
Of course.
Even more offensive. What's worse, Jason dropping a deuce in a friend's house knowing they were out of town and then taking a shower in there using their towels, or if you're a dog sitter hitting skins in the house while you're watching it for 4 days?
Strangers hitting skins in your house is worse.
Drabby?
Strangers.
Worse than Jason?
But at least he knows them.
Okay, yeah, but it's not like they invited him over and said, hey, you could drop a deuce in our house anytime you need to.
But that's what bathrooms are for.
He's probably ruining their plumbing. He used to go to like public restrooms to avoid homes.
Years ago.
I think Jason's is just as egregious.
Well,
The towel is definitely dirty.
I
put it in the dirty clothes. It's not like I hung it back up
the
on
neighbors,
the rack.
I mean, who knows what the neighbors thought? The neighbors are like, who's this big giant stranger
Nobody
walking
pays
in the house?
Attention. Yeah, do you ever look inside neighbor. Other people's homes?
You think
homes
neighbors noticed me walking in?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they knew they were out of town.
No, they didn't.
But it's, all right. It's, his
but it's not
house.
A fair comparison.
He's there all the time.
Still.
Not a fair comparison.
All right.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We talked earlier about the Washington Nationals. They are now 19-27, 8 games back in the NL East. Eddie Matz covers baseball for ESPN. He'll join us at 8:20 right here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.